And welcome back.
God damn it.
You might want to try that one again, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
My bad, that one just kind of snuck up on me.
Oh, Jesus. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 248, I think it is. Something like that.
Holy crap. Is it 248? God. Yeah, I think it sounds like 248.
Okay.
That sounds
it's like every.
Right.
It's like we say this every week, but goddamn, that's a lot of episodes, you know? That's like 250s around the corner. Anyway, my name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Travis had to, quote-unquote, work late again. So joining us once again is our trusty friend, Glenn Burgess. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
You just come on the show at the drop of the hat, man. It's
you know, I'm here for
you're
you.
You're like the booty
you're
call that's like
brother.
Totally trusted.
I am the Indus booty call.
You're seriously the Indus booty. It's like, oh shit, dude. It's like, it's 2:30 in the morning. Last call that have been done.
Dude,
I'm not
I was in
anywhere.
The middle of drinking my beer at
See,
that point.
This is the good part. The bad part is right around midnight when I have to do the walk of shame home after it.
Yeah.
And you guys are all like, dude, I'll totally call you tomorrow. And I run into some girl and she's like, they're not going to call you tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So true.
She probably
Why
knows because we probably got
guys?
Hooked up with her too.
You guys should make me like a semi-permanent part of the show or something.
I think
that.
We probably should do that.
Should we
announce
talk
that shit
about
now?
That.
That'd be spectacular.
Yeah, we might as well do it tonight because we just may as fuck well.
Oh, no.
I thought we were going to do like a little live show.
Well, that. Is that going to happen? No one ever replied to that email. I sent her that email.
I
no
replied to it. I said it was
replied.
A good damn idea.
I did not get that email. I sent her an email. You didn't get it. I sent it between Travis and Chris, and we want to do like a live show to announce the changes.
Well, I like
that's
going
to happen. Just like a live show, we'll just like, you know, not edit it, just
Let's
go
do it
on there live.
Weekend,
and, just
then, and then we can release this as well on top
as well.
Of the live show this weekend.
I'm not sure if I'm up for that.
Fine, Chris.
Yeah.
Fine.
Too short notice.
Don't even worry about my needs. It's
besides,
okay.
we have to make sure that the timing is right for everybody.
Exactly.
By everybody, you mean...
Everybody.
Everybody.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good. We'll get it figured out. I mean,
we'll get it figured out.
People can already assume that you're involved. So
yeah, they can already assume
whatever
half
you
of
want,
it, for sure.
I will say that I am by no means announcing that I will be a semi-permanent part of the show.
He's like
so
under
stay
embargo,
tuned
but if you could see my head in a nodding motion, which would go up to down.
Yeah. If I were to say yes,
would that be too much information for you?
To that question.
Yeah.
It would be too
but
much
there
information.
Is more to it, though, so it is. It will be worth
nothing.
It for people to check in. Just saying.
Right.
Just saying.
So today we are talking about licenses and franchises that we would like
like
to
driver's
see,
licenses, motorcycle licenses.
See, get the good
gun licenses.
Video game treatment, kind
of
like Batman and Transformers.
Sodomy licenses.
Because I've got one already, but I want it reborn. And most people will disagree with me, but it's fine.
No, that's fine.
I've never cared about most people disagreeing with me, so I'm not going to start now. Anyway.
Before that, we're going to do distractions and news. And afterwards, we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. But before we get into all of that, Glenn, what's up, dude? What's going on?
Oh God, I am drunk. I'm not gonna lie.
I know.
Yeah, it's good for everybody when Glenn is drunk. We'll say that because Glenn is never a sad or a mad drunk. Glenn is always a happy and fun drunk.
Unless he's playing Street Fighter.
Even then, like I'm only mad for like 10 minutes, and then I feel bad, and I'm like, Chris, I'm sorry for calling your Able bullshit. let's
but
hug
it's
it
true.
Out, bro.
But
let's
it's true.
Hug it out. No, I hopped down to the local bar, and I'm actually a fairly regular there. Like, the bartenders know me, and I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not yet. And
it depends. If you go there by yourself a lot, then that's kind of a bad thing.
I do. I go there by myself.
Oh,
but it's not like they know me by name. They just go, hey, do you want an SBC?
Gotcha.
Like, you know, they know what I drink. They don't know who I am.
But do you go there and get pissed? Or do you just go there, you know, have a couple drinks, get something to eat?
No, I just go have a couple drinks, have something to eat, typically. Like, all right, maybe three or four beers and something to eat. So it's not, it's not like I go there and get completely wasted every single time.
Okay, that's all right.
So, but I go there because today was kind of one of those, like, hectic days. Like, you know, I'm working on a project. I'm working with Assumption X. And it turns out Assumption X is completely wrong, and that's never going to happen. So I'm working to fix that, and then I get home, and on the drive home, there's 18 million assholes that cut me off and brake check me in traffic. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go to the bar and just hang out. It's going to be nice and quiet. I'll just grab a beer and whatever. Well, I go to the bar, and they're doing some American Lung Society fucking fundraiser. So behind the bar, they've got like eight.
So obviously there's a bunch of people smoking in there.
Yeah, right.
Obviously.
There actually were, believe it or not, outside. But there's like 18 doctors behind a bar. And there's one thing I can tell you right now, without a doubt, is that I don't care how many doctorates you have. You're a shitty bartender. Stop it. You're really bad at it.
They're either shitty or really good.
No, they're terrible. They were all terrible at it. Like with things like, can I have a draft beer? They poured you a beer that was like one-third head.
Oh, God.
I'm like, okay, that's bad. You're a doctor.
How'd they do on the mixed drinks, though? That's where they could be good, bad. Absolutely. Because they might be like, here's more than a bartender
because they didn't know what they were.
Oh, God.
So that's good. But here's my theory. If you're a doctor, not only did you go to college, but you went to college for some time. So you definitely should know how to pour a draft fucking beer, okay?
Because I guarantee you, you've been drunk several times during that time.
Listen, it is not hard. Every single person in the world knows you tip the glass when you pour a draft beer so that you don't get, like, more than a third of the glass as head. You're out of your mind. So that's I went there, and I got this, you know, huge scene kind of thing of everybody, like, donating money and a DJ and everything else, and the bar was completely crowded. There were people running into me, and half of them apologized, and half of them barely acknowledged I existed and just leaned against me waiting for a drink. I'm like, yeah, no, cool. I'm a wall. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool. Yeah. But so, I mean, that's about as far as just general what's been going on. Like, there's not been a lot. It's been a whole lot of work and a whole lot of figuring out regular finances, so I'm not going to bore everybody's life with regular real life problems.
Gotcha.
So let's just move on from that and ask what Jeff's been doing with his life.
Oh, man. Not much either. A buddy of mine's birthday was actually this week. We're supposed to celebrate it last week, and originally had plans to go camping. That fell through because it kind of rained a bit on Saturday.
Right.
So we ended up just going, me and another one of my buddies went to his place, and we actually ended up just playing Magic and drinking from, like, I don't know, it's probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or about 3, ordered pizza. His wife made us brownies. It's pretty awesome. And then we just played some fighting games for a bit, and then another one of my buddies showed up later, and we just kind of chilled and hang out. It was actually pretty fun. I will say, though, when we were playing fighting games and we were playing Persona 4 Arena, I finally started to get kind of decent. By decent, I kind of know what some of the buttons do with some characters. And I was feeling pretty good with myself. And the guy who's never touched Persona, he's barely touched fighting games, picked Teddy.
Guy.
Yeah, and Teddy's like, he's basically, I don't even know if he's a joke character, but he's the girl or guy, I don't even know what it is, in the kind of teddy bear, anime teddy bear looking costume thing. Anyway, he basically played the game just by mashing A over and over again, which is the auto combos and stuff, and went on like a 9-game winning streak. I was like, good God. My God.
We had this discussion before, right, about how much we hate those guys that just randomly... That was at the end of the last show that you and I were on alone, Jeff, right?
Oh, maybe, yeah. I talked about the guys who, like, just, like...
Yeah. They can't really play, but they happen to have just enough, like, a combination of natural ability and button mashing that come together to be impossible to beat.
Yeah. It was weird. And it is okay. Well, the thing is, he wasn't winning with any other character. It was just Teddy. He went on this, like, crazy winning streak with, so... I don't know, Teddy, God tier, just saying.
Apparently.
Probably not, but...
I don't know anything about it, but I'll totally agree with that.
But other than that, that's pretty much it, so we're going to reschedule the camping stuff probably for this Saturday, so...
Can I come?
See if that goes down. Sure, man.
I mean, I need to head up there to ship you your Strider 2.
Yeah, it might be cheaper.
because apparently it costs $71 to ship something 7 hours away.
That is crazy. That's absolutely insane.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ran into in my life.
Send it by fucking snail or whatever. I don't care.
I'm just going to throw it, and I'll tell you to catch it. Jeff, heads up. I threw the disc.
Shoot it through like a potato gun. All right, it's coming.
Are you on the balcony? Jeff, just so you know, 2 hours ago, I threw this disc. It should be getting there any minute now.
Yeah. It's a pretty good throw, so...
I am looking forward to that, though. I can't believe I managed to find that game for $23. I was pretty impressed.
It's a little, and the thing is, it might be Nova Scotia by now.
I did find it funny, though, because there was like
a price tag on it. Somebody order a pomegranate?
That someone said, what's it called? It doesn't, because you sent me a picture of it, and it shows like the price tag as being like $35 or $39.
I bought it for
$23.
Oh, nice.
And that's like pretty cheap for Strider 2. Like, Strider 2 usually sells
Where did you get it from? Because it came to me from a Goodwill.
That's where it came from. That's why I think it was so cheap. I'm guessing somebody brought it to Goodwill, and they were just selling shit online, and they had no idea the value of that game. So I was like, fuck. Sweet.
You can order shit from Goodwill online?
No. It was on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
But I guess the Goodwill place had an account through selling shit through Amazon, so...
Which seems kind of wrong to me, if I'm honest.
I don't know, I guess the money's still going to the same...
Because the point of Goodwill is people donate shit, and regardless of how good it is, they sell it at a decent price to people who are...
Who want it or need it. So, but like, the way I look at it is they're probably taking the money to put into it.
And they went, oh shit, this is actually really good. Let's throw it on eBay so we get a better price.
or they're using the money to put towards Goodwill. That's what I'm guessing. Because... They could have sold it for like $40 or $50 and got that amount on Amazon or whatever. So they obviously didn't do their research. I'm surprised no one fucking. And I even checked on eBay. They had the same thing on eBay too, which I don't know how that works. If you list something on eBay and Amazon, what happens if someone were to put a bid on it on eBay while someone buys it off Amazon?
If you have one product you're listing in like three or four places and somebody buys it in all four places, what?
Exactly. And I'm surprised no one fucking picked that shit up. And I'm glad I had two discs. After I ordered that, I was kind of scared. I'm like, maybe it's cheaper because maybe it's missing the Strider 1 disc or something like that.
Oh, but the case is broken, I will say.
That's fine. I'm guessing just the clips are broken.
I'm actually going to dig through my... I've got a bunch of old CD cases. I'm going to find one I don't care about, and I'm going to give you a not broken CD case, Jeff.
No, thanks, man.
Because that's how much I care.
Test it out, too, and see if it works. If you haven't done that already.
I'll throw it in the PS3, see if it's going to...
There you go. It should work on PS3. All PS3s play PS1 games. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, that's about it, man. Looking forward to get Strider. I gotta send your fucking Devil May Cry. I'll do that tomorrow.
Yep.
I guarantee
sure
you that
it doesn't cost you like $72.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna send it basic shit if you don't mind. It'll probably take like a week or something to get there.
I would feel bad if it cost you any sort of substantial amount of money.
Oh, dude, if it cost $73, I would have just bought it for you on Amazon for like $30. I'm like, here you go.
Just bought it for me and shipped it.
Actually, you know what?
Less.
To be honest, dude, if I check up shipping on it, even if in the regular shipping, if it's like $12, how much is a fucking, like, even a used copy of Devil May Cry 3? I might as well just buy, like, order it on Amazon and fucking have it delivered to you.
A used copy of Devil May Cry can't be more than $20 right now.
No, like, God, no. Absolutely no way. God, no. So I'll see what the pricing is and then go from there, but...
Right. I was going to send you this, but instead it was cheaper to just buy you a copy.
Exactly.
Find out how much it is, and I'll ship it to Glenn Amazon Prime, and you can PayPal me the amount.
Oh, there you go. Speaking of, another email you didn't reply to, Chris. Did you get my PayPal for Torchlight 2?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay, good.
I will send you the game the next time I am on my Steam account.
Oh, no worries. I'm not really that much of a rush, so.
What have you been up to, man?
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I have two kids, right?
Yeah,
so,
like those kids and things, right?
That's what I'm up to. But there's football! There's football.
Are they like, cultivating a farm for you yet, or is that not working out just yet?
Not quite yet.
They're not cleaning the house or anything for you?
No, I send Liam out in the backyard and tell him to mow it, and, you know.
All right, that's good.
He doesn't understand yet.
It's a ride-on mower, right? Like, for all those people who are all prudes,
so you get
fucking... like, oh, it's so dangerous. It's a ride-on lawnmower, it's fine.
So you get Crystal to go out there and do it, right?
That's right. with the stitches still in her stomach, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it seems reasonable. Come on, tell her to suck it up.
If you give any leeway, man, they sense weakness. Just don't do it.
They sense weakness.
They know it's all I got to do is fake stitches, and I won't have to do anything.
But yeah, I mean that's really been it. It's been my kids and football starting. And it was an awesome first week.
Hell yes, it
was. Week one of football, and I know that you're excited that the Patriots won, but they were playing the Titans.
Not just won, but trounced.
But they were playing the Titans. Come on.
But they trounced them. So it's acceptable because that's what was expected. It wasn't like they won.
They didn't play down to their
goal.
Level.
Yeah. They didn't like win by a field goal or anything stupid like that. You know, they actually played like the Patriots were expected to play against the Titans in the first game. So that's good. Because the Patriots didn't play like they were expected to play last year.
What? They made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then they played like absolute shit. So
no, the Giants just beat them up.
How long are you guys been talking about football? The Giants, so I can anything but listen to this.
Oh, Jesus.
Just wondering.
What's interesting, though, is what's his name? Rigby. Did you see him at all? Did you watch Patriots game at all?
I did.
That dude looks like when you give that man the ball, it looks like they should be playing Benny Hill music and starting a cartoon theme. Like, he just fucking runs. Like, he's just gone. They hand him the ball, and he's already 10 yards down the field. It's ridiculous. I've never seen anybody run that fast in my life. So I'm happy to see the Patriots actually play as well as everybody expects them to play.
I'm happy to see a lot of things so far this season. I was happy to see that Peyton Manning looks awesome as the Broncos quarterback. I'm really excited about the Redskins this year. Cause I think Griffin III is awesome. He is a good quarterback. He is a down to earth guy. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does with his career. And, the 49ers beat up on the Packers pretty bad. And I was pretty excited about that too. So just a lot of cool stuff going on in NFL right now.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, the Patriots actually have a pretty easy schedule this year. So
they went to the Super Bowl last year. Yeah. It's like,
I'd be ridiculously surprised to see them not in the Super Bowl this year. So it's kind of a question of who are the Patriots going to play in the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah. Who do they play next week? Like freaking, Cleveland or something?
Yeah. They played Titans last week.
Yeah, they played the Titans last week, and this week they play. Oh shoot, where's the game?
But you still got to
keep. They play Arizona. You know, Arizona, come on.
Sometimes now, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Patriots fan, but sometimes when you play against a team that's considered to be an easy team to beat, it's a harder game because you expect it to be an easy team to beat.
Oh
you know
no,
what I, mean?
I will.
And the other team plays up too.
And I will definitely agree with you on that.
They play harder and you play less hard. And so, so it's hard to kind of not go with the human intuition of, oh, I don't have to try that hard. You have to still play as hard as you possibly can. And that's why I was excited about the Patriots Titans game because they did do that. Like if you watch all of what they do, cause Patriots is famous for that no huddle offense. So they just kind of pop in and play. And if you watch, the Titans defense is literally in a couple of plays just standing around with their hands on their hips like, all right, let's – oh, fuck, they got the ball. They're running – oh, shit. Oh, God, they already got past me. Fuck, what do I do? So it's exciting to see that they actually play like they're playing to their fullest extent regardless of who their opponents are because that's probably one of their biggest weaknesses in the past. So I'm excited to see them come together and see a good season go through for them.
Yeah, right now the Bears are playing the Packers, actually, Thursday Night Football. So – I'm in the picking pool this week, so hopefully I picked the Bears. I picked the Bears for an upset. So
you're all fantasy?
No, I don't do fantasy. Fantasy is too time consuming. I would lose myself in it.
Just straight gambling?
Yeah, just straight gambling. But
that's better.
So yeah, that's enough about that.
I'll let Liam know in 10 years why he's not going to college.
No, I don't mess with his money. His money stays where it is. But let's talk about some games. We need to do that. It's friggin' 18 minutes in. We've been wasting a lot of time. I'd like to be done with this show by midnight, so let's do it.
It's never going to happen. Don't even do your
Well, with you drunk, it's not, because you tangent everything.
Dude, just get ready. It's only getting worse.
Well, start. What are you playing?
I played some Borderlands, the first, preparation for Borderlands, the second, which is coming out next fucking Tuesday. And I am stoked as hell for that.
Dude, I do new releases. You stole my thunder, man.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
You know, ever since Repeat doesn't bother calling in and giving us new releases anymore, I just don't care. It's not in me anymore.
Agreed. But as you can tell by a couple of shows ago.
I still haven't listened to that show.
I still haven't listened to that show.
I'm still catching up, so
it's,
I haven't
it's better
to that
off
yet.
That you don't, if I'm going to be honest.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
But some Borderlands was fun. I've still got my soldier character, which I that's one of the only ones that I haven't played that I care about. Because I mean, in Borderlands 1, we can all agree everybody played Mordecai. Everybody was a sniper, right?
I actually started out.
I did.
As a soldier.
I did Mordecai.
Yeah, I did the soldier first.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually beat it with Lilith.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
But I my multiplayer character on PS3 was Mordecai. So.
Right.
But
Mordecai was the best character in the game, and it's I mean there was Lilith and she was okay, but that whole phase walking thing was kind of bullshit for power, you know, like that.
Well, I was powerful as shit though when you got later in the game.
Yeah, it actually ends up being
really powerful.
I don't know if I agree with that realistically.
Dude, no, it is. Like a buddy of mine, he used her. And we do, every once in a while, for shits and giggles, we do the, what's it called? We can do, like, the one-on-one shit, like, randomly.
Right.
And, because when you phase walk...
Player versus player,
when you come out of it, it does an area of effect spell, or something like that. And he would kill me in one fucking hit, in, like, the higher levels. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they have that, and then they have like, the 200% damage bonus for a melee attack coming out of the phase
after.
Walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can do area of effect damage going into phase walk, and then you can do the melee attack,
and then you get
area of effect
and then
coming
the out.
Out of phase walk.
So as you're coming out, you're doing area of effect and a melee damage on top of it.
If you want
you're getting
to.
Bonus on top of bonus. But realistically.
And she looks awesome in two. Or not her.
Oh,
but the
absolutely.
Same, the siren.
Yeah.
I think that's who I'm going to use for my multiplayer character.
Well, she
I'm using Zero
like,
for sure.
She looks, absolutely, I'm using Zero as well. But
Zero is the ninja?
Yeah,
he's going to be my single-player character, I think. Yeah.
She looks like a Mass Effect character, right? Like,
she
looks like a Biotic.
She does, which is
cool, because in the last one, she didn't. She just had that phase walk that we're talking about. And the thing is, like, yeah, she was powerful, but, you know, if you look at Mordecai with that stupid fucking bird that he throws.
The hawk. Yeah.
That could bounce between, like, six enemies.
It did stupid amounts of damage.
Yeah.
And the sniper rifle, and it was dumb the amount of damage you could do with that character.
Yeah.
And I'm actually excited because it looks like they balanced out the characters a lot better with the Gunzerker who does dual wielding and everything. Like they took more time with this. And that's what's, because it looks just like Borderlands, but we took our time, you know? Like Borderlands wasn't a bad game. Nobody could say Borderlands 1 was a terrible game, right?
No. Yeah.
Borderlands 2 looks like what you want a sequel exactly to be, which is the original, but we took our time. So we've got just a couple extra options on top of it. So everything that you loved is still there, but we've got some extra things in there as well. So I'm super stoked for that. So I've been playing Borderlands 1 kind of in preparation, doing a little more Binding of Isaac still between calls at work just to keep my blood pressure down, which tells me a lot about my work. And last night, me and Jeff and a few other people actually played some Street Fighter Arcade Edition on
PC. Yeah. Which is the way to play that game, actually.
And I had to play on my phone because my regular internet connection decided it was going to suck ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, I actually did a speed test on my internet connection last night. It was at 1.3 megabit per second.
Down?
Down.
Wow.
And I'm paying for 15.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That was at 1 in the morning all the way till 2:30 in the morning because I tested it like every 20 minutes to make sure that I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Well, I guess this early morning, in the morning, they consider it like a service window or something, maybe.
Which is bullshit because I pay them. It doesn't matter. I don't care what time you think it is. If I pay you for X amount, I better get it.
Oh, we started playing way before that,
yeah,
too.
We were playing at like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
At the latest, it was 10. It was probably like 9:15, honestly, when we started.
I think it was around 9:30, between 9:30 and 10, I think.
My internet was shit, so I had to tether to my 4G, and it was spectacular. My phone has amazing internet compared to my actual internet.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's terrible.
So that's a good game, though, man, on PC. It's definitely smoother online, for sure.
It feels
sure.
like you're playing a new game, right?
It does. Well, because it looks so nice because of the resolution and
it looks
everything.
Nice. It's nice and smooth and fluid, and you've got your Skype for voice chat, so it's gorgeous. Like, it just... It's nice and fluid. It's good. I like it.
It was good. I think that's probably the way I'd rather play that game. Not saying I would never play it on consoles again. I mean, it's still good on consoles, but
absolutely.
You're going to be really anal. It's just, yeah, if people have it on PC and that's all who's playing it, you may as well, because, I mean, there's not that many people playing it on PC. Like, I played some ranked matches, actually, when we were done yesterday, just to get some points, whatever, and I played about, I'm going to say about 15 matches, and I played the same, I'd say, four people over and over and over again.
Right, but the people that you play are fairly hardcore and good at it. Like, they're not...
No, they're... The first two guys I got matched up with, up till about 10 matches, were, I won't say terrible, but I think I went something like 8-2 against them.
Wow.
But then all of a sudden, I got introduced to another two dudes who I'd never played before that used Sakura, actually, funny enough. And one actually, they just kicked my fucking ass. They were really good. And one of the guys actually, because we got matched up again and again and again, he actually had a really good Gouken, which I'm not sure if I saved the replay or not, Glenn, but,
like,
he did some pretty interesting stuff, that's for sure.
Well, I'd like to say, Gouken's got some interesting moves. I just need to really figure out where I want to integrate them into my play, because it's good.
Well, yeah, he was just really good at mix-ups.
I think you might have actually lucked out, because I've every time that I've played ranked matches, I've
just
done against people
kicked.
That I'm like, holy fucking shit, why are you playing online? Like, this makes no sense. They're pretty good on there. And
I believe it.
I think we had a good time. And just for the sake of my reputation, I would like Jeff to say, did I get salty at all last night?
You got a little salty, but never not total
Shut
salty.
Up. When did I get salty?
You got you never got salty, but you did do a lot of bitching about I didn't mean to do that kind of thing. You know?
Oh,
just
no,
normal,
I, yeah,
like,
oh no, what
execution,
I was bitching about
whatever.
When I was bitching about my execution, because my execution was shit.
I might have been salty. Yeah. But you never raged, that's for sure.
No. I never blame my stick. I never blame my internet connection, aside from absolute lag that lasted for literal 10 seconds of frozen screen.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was just, you know, fuck my execution, shit. And I would, just for those naysayers that know me from Indus and how people represent me on here, I was not salty last night, goddammit.
Yeah.
And I dislike that on the record. So, Jeff, what have you been playing?
Oh, shit. Well, besides Street Fighter VIII, I played a little of Cross Tekken, of course, last week.
I got an invite on that, but I think I was not even near my PS3.
It was just me and, I think it was just me and, I'm trying to think who played last week. It was definitely Jason and I. I think Ace has jumped on for a bit. Maybe Blue Steel. Yeah, I think Blue Steel might have been there as well. I can't remember. Yeah, it was last fucking week. I don't remember. Yeah, it was fun. I played some more Darksiders 2. Or did I? I'm trying to think last week if I...
Or did I?
Yeah, so I'm trying to think if I played it since after last week, because I'm at the basically last realm, I think. Before I go in there. And I can't remember if last week was... I can't remember, Chris, if I asked you on the show or after the show how much I had to go. Because I had, like, one more...
I think it was on the show, but you were about... you were in the third area, I think. And I told you that
you
were about
to... Yes, so there's one realm, two realm,
a couple
realm,
of really
fourth
good
realm.
Characters, so...
Yes, that's right. So I have not played since then, actually. So I'm a liar. I did not play Darksiders 2.
I did.
I played more Fall of Cybertron. I'm at basically. I can't remember how much I played of it last. Did I even play it last week before? Yeah, I did play. I played the first couple missions. I'm only a couple missions past there. I'm at like a stealth section with Cliff Jumper, which so far I will say I'm not enjoying this section of the game because it's very kind of trial and error type.
What is
stealth,
his specialty? Because each one has a specialty, right?
It's what, sorry?
Each character has a specialty, right? Like a class.
Well, they have like all their levels are different. Yeah, his is the stealth one.
Okay.
So he can like basically like turn invisible, like go into stealth mode, and like assassinate guys from behind. But the reason why I haven't played these two games since then really is because I played a really awesome stealth game, which is probably one of the best stealth games ever made. No hyperbole. That's Mark of the Ninja. I don't know if you've been able to try that yet, Chris, because I know I mentioned it last week. That game is fucking awesome. It is such a great side-scrolling. It's like what Tenchu would be if it was 2D and did everything right. There's no trial and error to it because what the game gives you, like, the info it gives you on screen is everything you need. It gives you a view cone of the enemies, how far they can see, how far they can hear. If there's a dog, where how big their radius is for them sniffing you out. Lights, whether or not you're in the light and in the dark. So it gives you all these cues so you know exactly how stealthy you're being, which takes away a huge trial and error. You don't have to guess, like, if I go up here, is this guy going to see me or hear me? You know. So you basically, every kind of scenario is kind of like a mini kind of puzzle, like, how are you going to take out these guys? Are you going to kill them? Are you not going to not kill them? But everything is very kind of simple. A story is kind of, well, it's kind of there, I guess. But it's done by the same guys that did Shank 1 and 2. And so the art style is very, very similar. Actually, they, like, right when you look at it, you can be like, this is done by the same guys that did Shank. But it's a lot better than Shank, in my opinion. It's just really satisfying. You open up stuff. There's, like, skill trees, and you can open up different attacks and stuff. Like, at the beginning of the game, you can't attack people out of a hiding spot, but you can open up that part out, so you can, like, stealth kill a guy who's, like, walking. If you're hiding behind a bush and they walk past, now you can actually stealth kill them as they're walking past. You don't have to wait for them to pass you, then go out and stealth kill them. But, yeah, dude, this game has been really surprising. I don't know how this game wasn't in Summer of Arcade. I have no idea. And it's published by Microsoft. And they're not putting, like, any kind of promotion behind this game at all. And it's... And it released on a Friday. It's not even on a regular... They didn't even give this game... It's, like, one whole week on a Wednesday, which they usually do. Especially for exclusive games, they usually do that. So I don't know what happened, what went on, but this game is... I'm honestly going to say it. It is... It probably... I think I'm about two-thirds of the way through, maybe even three-quarters. But... I'm almost done it, and I honestly think that this will be in my top five for Game of the Year when we talk about that at the end of the year. Oh,
wow. Downloadable or just
it's downloadable. It's 15. No, in general, like this really? Is up there. Yo, yeah, this is gonna be up there with like Shadow Complex and
fucking hate. And stop Dust. Making me buy games, Jeff.
Well, you know, the thing is, you don't even have to buy it, dude. Just download the trial and try it, and you'll be like, you'll be hooked right away. You'll be like, this game's freaking awesome.
Right, which
like,
will make me download the game. Are you? Come on, man.
Dude, it's like...
You're a finance major. You know how this works.
Oh, dude, like, you can do so much cool shit. Like, I mean, oh, yeah, I know how it works, and I know how fast debt creeps up. I'm the worst financial major. But, yeah. there's just so many clever ways and stuff to kill people. Like, you can do shit. Like, say there's two guards, and one's standing there, and the other one's doing, like, a patrol. There's one thing I just opened up where I can kind of... I can hang off of, like, a... Say I'm on a telephone pole... I can use a chain to lower myself down, kind of like Spider-Man style, like upside down, kill a dude, and basically bring him back up and tie him and hang him off the telephone pole or whatever. The other guy will see that and start freaking out and just start shooting, like, you know, like wherever, and he's going to like, jump behind him and, like, backstab him. And every kill, it zooms in and goes, like, close up and just, like, they'll, like, stab through the guy's chest or whatever, and blood will spurt out, and it's all done, like, in this cool, like, hand-drawn 2D art. It's really fulfilling. It's really good. It gives you that, and there's also a new game plus too. So once you open up everything, you go play the game through again.
So it makes you feel like a badass.
It totally makes you feel. It's an actual ninja game, which has not been made since like really Tenchu games. Because
yeah.
I mean, Ninja Gaiden, as much as it's a ninja game, ninjas are supposed to be stealth like. It's an action game.
It's a character action game.
This is actually like you're using like smoke bombs and all this crazy shit. Like yeah, like shurikens and like kunai and like it's like really. It's really good. Like you need to be stealthy, and the whole thing is not to be seen, and it's not a hard, like, it's a difficult game in terms of, like, there's parts that are challenging, but it's not, the fact that it takes away the trial and error makes it so fulfilling and makes the game so interesting, because you're just like, and you can do different things, beat different scenarios different ways and stuff. It's really, really well done. I honestly cannot recommend this game enough. I've kind of been championing this game on, like, on Twitter and, like, Retroids, like, even on talking to people on Xbox Live, like, this game is, it's really, I think it's a travesty, honestly, that Microsoft did not do anything with this game in terms of advertising. It didn't put it in Summer of Arcade. Maybe the game wasn't ready by then, who knows, I don't know, but it's
really...
Maybe
Microsoft's just dumb?
I think that's probably chalk it up to they don't care about games anymore, I think. They'd rather put fucking, hey guys, guess what, we have Snow White and the Huntsman on our fucking video
thing now.
Nobody really cares about that.
Yeah.
We have Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that game's great, man. Every single person out there who has an Xbox 360 now, please download the trial. Give the trial a shot. Even if you don't like stealth games, I think you're going to like this, because I'm not a huge...
I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, do it, dude. I am not a big stealth game fan. I just said that the part I'm at in Transformers Fall of Cybertron is a stealth section, and I am not enjoying this section at all. But this game is just... it's really good. And ask me, I don't care if you have any questions, whatever. I will be the PR guy for this game, and I will talk this shit up, and people need to play it. Hmm. It's kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't even hear about it until about 2 weeks before release. And then I was like, this is kind of interesting. And then once I saw a video of it, I'm like, this looks really interesting. And yeah. And then once I played that trial, I was sold. What else have I played? I think that's pretty much it. I still have not got to episode 3 of Walking Dead yet. But I will get to that probably this weekend. And Chris, you still need to play those games.
I know, but I'm...
they're good.
I'm hoping that that bug in the PC version gets fixed.
Do you have it in the PC?
Yeah, I have it on PC.
Hmm. Well, in the meantime, why don't you just play it on PS3 since the first two episodes are free?
True, but then I'm going to play it on PC for 3, 4, and 5?
No, then you just play... I don't know. Why, did you buy them already on PS3?
No. Uh-uh.
Then why the hell don't you just play it on PS3 then?
Because I have it on PC.
Oh, you actually do have them on PC.
Yeah, I have them on PC. So,
I just asked you if you bought them on PC, and you said no.
No, I said yes.
Did you?
Yeah,
yes,
did.
I did. I said I bought them on PC. I bought them when they went on sale, when they were doing the Steam sale. I bought all of them for like 10 or 15 bucks or something.
Well, then, fuck yourself, then. I don't know.
The only reason I haven't started playing it is because there's apparently a bug in the PC version where your save, the decisions you made in your saves don't follow over to the next episodes.
That's not 100%, though. You may as well play the first episode, and then you can tell within the first 5 seconds of playing episode 2 whether or not it saved your shit or not.
Yeah.
So you may as well play episode 1 anyway, because if anything, it's going to save your save from that one, and then if you start episode 2 and it didn't work, then you'd be like, oh, wait, I'll wait till them to fix the bug. So you may as well play the first one. You're not going to lose anything that way.
All right.
Just saying.
Cool.
Chris, yo. What has been distracting you besides not Walking Dead or Mark of the Ninja?
Or Darksiders 2.
Or Darksiders 2.
It's all Darksiders 2.
No, don't talk about that. You talk about
you beat
like,
it already.
The last 27 episodes.
Actually, it's only been 3.
It's been more than 3.
And Glenn, buy it when it's on the cheap. It's... the first one's bad.
But yeah, that's all I've been playing is Darksiders still.
Really?
Yeah, I played that, and I booted up Elemental Monster, which is that the PSN digital card game, and just played a couple of rounds to figure out what it was and try it out, and it's actually not that bad. But it's a free card, it's a free game, so you can download it and play it for free without having to buy cards and you know if you listen to
money
Gamers Only Older. Adam played it a lot, and he said that most of the stuff in the game you can get just by playing the free version of the game without actually having to buy booster packs or any of that crap. So,
oh, that's kind of cool.
But yeah, I mean it's not bad. It's not bad. It doesn't feel really like a card game. It feels more like an RPG really when you're doing card battles, because your deck consists of. I mean, I've played maybe the first 4 battles, and your deck consists of like 3 cards, and you're the people that you're playing against, it's like 1 to 3 cards, and it's just weird, but it's cool. It's a different take on it. So but yeah, it's been all about Darksiders. I finished it, and I didn't want to stop playing, so I started going after all the collectibles. I found a really good fac about to get them all, and they've got
cheater.
Like maps and everything. Yeah, when it comes to collectibles, I am a cheater. You're damn right.
Plus, it's fine. As long as you beat the original storyline, it's absolutely okay to reference a fact. That's my stance on it.
Me too. But yeah, that's sure. It. So, let's do some news.
All right. Let's do some news.
What are we talking about
no
today?
News. There is absolutely no consoles.
Nothing big?
Not announced, but nothing big, no.
There was no prices announced for any consoles?
No, no games.
For the last console to be in this...
nobody cares about.
The last console in this generation?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Which one's that?
Well, the Wii U. The Nintendo had their conference today.
Yeah, they did.
Today. They did, and they announced the pricing.
Just before you announce the prices, everybody who cared, would you raise your hand real quick?
Oh, let me put
my...
I
was scratching my head.
I will say I'm on the fence.
Make sure you didn't get confused.
I will say I'm on the fence about it, because I don't think it's...
Well, that's just because you want to buy every game ever.
That's
every
true.
There is no reason to buy this, Jeff.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
There is, and it's called Bayonetta 2.
And it's called timed exclusive, and it'll come out
on... Well, we don't know that for sure. It's just a theory that I have.
Will.
When has there ever been a Wii exclusive that hasn't had a timed exclusivity for anything else?
Well, the thing is, because it's not just... It's the fact that Nintendo's publishing the game. And the only game that I can think of that was published by a company that was exclusive that went to another was Ninja Gaiden 2. And that was Microsoft published Ninja Gaiden 2, then Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 came out on PS3 like 6 months later.
Nintendo's actually publishing it?
Yeah, they're publishing it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
See, that's when it gets kind of hazy, because, I mean, because for every Ninja Gaiden 2, there's a Mass Effect 1. Where Microsoft published Mass Effect 1, that's the only one that's not coming out on anything else besides, like, PC and Xbox. It ain't coming to PS3 anytime soon. Or, like, ever. So... that's why I have a theory that it's probably going to come, because I think Nintendo, if anything, paid a lot of money for this, because apparently Sega canceled it. They were working on it, they canceled it. Sega, we all know, is falling on hard times, and they don't have a lot of money. They probably didn't want to fund the game that the first one, honestly, as awesome as it was, did not sell that well at all.
True.
So
it was
Nintendo
a very
probably
nice
swooped
title.
In. It was like
a million copies, I think.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, because I didn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't...
I played the demo and got absolutely bored and just stopped playing before the demo was even over.
Oh,
it's so
good.
It's one of those games that's just, you either love it or you don't give a shit about it.
Probably.
It's absolutely one or the other. It's one of those games, you know?
Yeah. But that's the thing that's weird is I don't see Nintendo paying a lot of money for this, because it definitely would not be a killer app to push millions of consoles. Yes, it might get some more hardcore people that weren't kind of on the fence for the Wii U that really love Bayonetta to get it. But even if every single person that bought Bayonetta 1 bought a Wii U, that ain't going to do much. So it's like, I don't see why they put so much money, which makes me think that they just need some games that are exclusive at launch, so it's probably timed exclusive, and they probably have the publishing rights to the name of the game Bayonetta 2, so maybe Sega can put it out on other consoles like 6 months later called like Bayonetta 2 fucking...
Sigma.
Oh, someone made a funny joke. Blue, I think, said waxed edition.
Waxed edition, on, nice.
Yeah.
Hair
Blue,
gel
I think
edition.
It was Blue Steel said that in the show. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, so that kind of got me kind of not pissed in the morning, because everyone just started freaking out on Twitter. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it, guys. Same reason I think Rayman Legends is also going to not be exclusive for long, because why would these two publishers want to take a game that did not sell overly great and even limit the market even more for a sequel?
Because Nintendo
seems like
paid
to
them.
Go on the ass backwards. Yeah, but I don't think they would have paid them that much for those two games that aren't going
to
drive too much sales. Like, if you're going to spend a shitload of money on an exclusive, you go get Grand Theft Auto, or you go get fucking, like, Call It. You get something that's going to drive sales. Like, I don't think Rayman or thing. But anyway, they did announce the prices. What is it? $299 for the standard
for the
pack, which basically comes with... Yeah, it comes with... Is it 8 gig or 8 mega
memory?
Mega?
No, 16.
No,
it's 8. 16 and 32.
No, it's 8
and 32.
No, it's 8
and 32. Yeah. But is it gigs or is it megabits? 8
and 32? That's retarded.
I know. Is it even gigs? Is it gigs?
It's gigs,
no, it's
it's 8 gigs.
It has to be gigs.
It's got to be at this point.
If you don't have a gig, you're useless.
Yeah. Well, it comes with... Yeah, 8 and 32. It comes with an HDMI cable. Got one tablet. The tablets are not going to be sold separately in North America.
Right.
So in Canada,
in Japan,
and the United States, you cannot
get it. In Japan,
they
apparently cost like $170.
Yeah.
For a controller.
Yes. They did announce Tekken Tag 2 is going to be on it, which I really don't care about that per se.
I still think Penny Arcade's got the right idea with that comic they put out.
I did not see it. But
Chris posted it.
But yeah, the Tekken Tag 2's guy. It does look funny to see Kazuya and like Heihachi dressed up like Mario and Luigi. It is pretty funny to see that. But other
yeah,
than
but
that,
in reality,
other than
they
that,
don't
no,
have anything
like,
that would make me buy this system.
Nope.
And the only thing that's remotely interesting is Bayonetta 2.
Yeah, totally agree. But I mean, What was there for the Vita when you bought it day one?
I bought 5 games day one.
Right. Yeah, but were they games that
Uncharted,
you really,
Wipeout,
really, really, really wanted?
Hotshot
Golf. I guess Uncharted, yeah.
And
Escape Plan, what was it?
Escape Plan came out, that's right. And
that was like months later.
Luminous.
That was a month later, it was like 3 weeks.
It was like a
later.
Week later.
Nah. Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah, yeah,
it was like within a month or 2 months later. Eh.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, Chris, you're giving it kind of the shortest, like, just because it's Nintendo, but
no,
I think
I'm not.
In terms of,
I'm,
like...
Because I have a Wii, and I stood in line for 8 hours for one. It has nothing to do with that. Yeah, I have a 3DS. I got it in the launch window. You know, it has nothing to do with it being Nintendo. I have no problems with Nintendo. Their business plan, however, is not so great lately. I mean, this is $300 for a system.
I'm just saying,
drop into this generation of consoles, and everything else is going to
get into
that.
I'm just saying, on face value, you're not giving it. You're saying like, yeah, I agree with everything you just said. But as a console, like if it was as in this generation console, it doesn't look like it's going to be that bad. And for the people who are upgrading from a Wii, I don't think it's going to be that bad. The problem
I
is, like you said, $300
is
ridiculous.
Demands
but,
more than it doesn't look like it's going to be that bad. I think that this generation of console demands it's going to be good.
Well, here's the biggest problem. This generation of consoles is almost over.
And oh no!
You're gonna get ports, Chris. Sure,
you'll get ports of
360 and PS3 stuff for the 1, maybe 2 years between now and the time that next gen consoles actually come out. But that's where it ends. That's where it ends.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. But I'm saying the system does look pretty good for what it is. If you compare it to just what's out now, it looks good. For $300, not so much because you can get a PS3. Or a 360 for less than that.
Right.
But
and I still think
actual,
that we're going to hear an announcement
from
them
features,
very soon about dropping the price of both of those.
It's probably true. But I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that with that tablet-looking thing, because that looks like it's going to be expensive on its own. But
the only thing that I've seen that looks like a good idea as far as using that tablet was the Penny Arcade comic talking about a D&D game where there's three or four people who are playing the game, and there's one guy who has a tablet who's a dungeon master.
That'd be kind of cool.
That sounds awesome. But there's no way that game's ever going to get made or
released. Oh, God, no. Of course not.
Nope.
And that's what's like, I can't think of a single game where I've been playing it where I went, you know, it'd be awesome if I had a tablet that I could play this game on completely independent of the console that I'm playing it on my awesome TV screen. It's never happened. Not once. So I don't understand the need for this Wii U. Like, I don't know. Nintendo needs to step away from the gimmicks. And just make awesome games and go with it. Like that, I don't know.
I know. I agree. My big thing is, I think as of today, I think it looks like a good system on paper. It's got decent specs. The games look good. Like whatever. Like there's going to be a Zelda, obviously going to be made for it. There's probably going to be a Metroid, which is finally going to be awesome. The problem is, by the time these games come out, we're going to be playing Xbox 362 and PS4 by this time. So it's going to be the Wii all over again. But as of like right now, it, outside of the price, I don't like. I mean, having Rayman Legends. And Bayonetta 2 is like launch titles, whatever. Or I'm not sure if Bayonetta 2 is a launch title. But right there, I think those are two great games to get for like a launch system or launch window. Like that's pretty damn good. Like that's, if you don't want to wait for, if it's not timed exclusive, if you don't want
to
wait, that's pretty good. I'd say that's better than.
Timed exclusive.
Oh no, totally would. I can't see why Ubisoft or Sega would do that, because it's not going to help them at all.
Yeah, it makes
unless
no
they
sense.
Paid a lot of money. But
and,
yeah.
And the specs on that are, while they're good right now, they're not good enough to last them through the next generation of
consoles. Oh, no, yeah, like I just said that, yeah, it's not going to. It's the Wii all over
so
again.
So there's no way that it's, you know, it's simple and it's going to be, it's not now, but it's going to be inexpensive. So it's going to be the alternative to the other consoles for somebody's
But the other consoles will be cheaper,
who's
I think,
gonna
first.
Buy a console for people, you know?
Like, oh, dude, by the time the 362 and PS4 come out, the 360 is going to be like $99, like $150.
Yeah, that's what I expect soon. Because, you know, they already talked about, you know, there's already been rumors about the new PS3 model that's actually like a top-loading.
Like a slim?
Yeah, the super slim. that's my name for it.
Slim Jim.
They call this the no seriously this guy. It's really slim.
No, for seriously this is slim.
Like, no,
slim.
Seriously this guy.
But I the slim model, the new slim model, the new model that's coming out, they're apparently going to have a 16 gig version, which is going to be just like 16 gigs of flash memory. It basically rivals the arcade, the 4 gig 360.
Right.
I completely expect them to release that for like 175, 160, 150, something like that.
Right.
And then the arcade version of the 360 drops to match.
Yeah, oh yeah, for
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, even the specs on the Wii U still don't quite match the current generation of PS3.
No, it's not going to put out good stuff yet.
Like, they don't even match what's this gen. Well, it's next gen console.
Yeah.
I don't fucking understand. Like,
we can go more into our opinions of what we think of the console, like, next week when we go to Question Week. But, I mean, what was announced today, it was like, we don't really know. What announced today was kind of, I will say, it's kind of impressive. And it's hard to say you're not impressed with what they announced in terms of games.
I'm not.
I will
honestly.
Well, because you don't like Bayonetta. You might have not have played Rayman.
With Bayonetta, but my problem is I'm not impressed with them releasing a console that still doesn't compete with current gen specs for their next generation
That's
console
more expensive.
At next generation pricing. It makes no sense to do
Agreed. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you, man.
The problem is that Nintendo likes to sell their hardware to profit. They don't, Xbox and PS3, Sony and Microsoft both have the same theory of, well, we're going to sell our hardware at a loss because we're going to make our money back in the licensing for the software.
Yeah.
And Nintendo's never had that theory. They have the theory of, we're going to make a profit right off the damn bat. And this generation is the first time that that's come around to bite them in the ass. Because even in the Wii, and now with the Wii U, their pricing comes up to where it's a little questionable for what you're actually getting for the buck.
Oh, people aren't gonna buy this thing that bought the Wii unless there's some kind of Wii Sports for it.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I absolutely agree. There's no way that this matches up spec for spec per dollar with what's out there, even current gen, let alone next gen.
The one thing that gets me is that there isn't that Wii Sports for this machine.
Right, there's no killer.
No.
And they're not even including Nintendo Land. I thought they were going to include Nintendo Land, and they're not.
Yeah.
So. I hope they're licensing money out to, hey, Ash, what you playing for that, by the way?
Why? For Nintendo Land? Because she had the whole Nintendo Land? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, what else is on there? And Zombie UU does look really cool, actually, but that's something totally different.
I don't know. It's
not totally different, but it looks original.
It's a problem
cool.
of value for money versus what they're selling.
As weird
as that is to say, like they're selling an okay product for an okay price, but when you compare it to what's already out there and what's predicted to be out there within the next 2 years,
yeah,
like there's no.
Oh,
way
dude,
it's
they're
going to
be out next year, like definitely.
I would probably say 2 years from now is when you're gonna legitimately see the predecessors to.
Really? I think they'll be on sale next fall.
Excuse me.
At least
the
360 new one.
PS3,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah,
it's 360 too much.
Predecessor comes out or successor comes out. There's no way that Sony's gonna make the same mistake twice.
No, they're not gonna wait a year.
It's not gonna happen. Not this time. They're gonna jump on.
Oh, definitely.
And it won't be $600.
What else? Any other news?
It's probably not going to be $600.
I hope better not.
The only thing else that I was going to mention outside of the Wii U stuff was that apparently the Xbox 360 version of Metal Gear Rising was canceled in Japan.
What?
Yeah.
Probably because they probably just figured
no one's going to buy it
anyway.
So,
yeah.
360 is,
that is weird, though,
so small quantities over there.
Oh, it's ridiculously small.
But it kind of makes me wonder, is the lead platform PS3 then? Because...
No, the lead platform is probably still 360. It's probably just
see,
not
that,
coming out.
That's weird
there's
to me.
No
was it,
cause you,
was
you,
it
you have a lead platform of 360 and then you don't bring it out on that system.
I'm guessing it was 360 just cause, it was announced for Microsoft at E3.
That's true, it was.
And it wasn't announced for PS3 till later. And it's also, now that Platinum's doing it, I'm almost guaranteed it's lead.
But it was announced as a Kojima title.
Yeah.
Before, yeah, like it started out as a actual Kojima Metal Gear style.
No, game. it was announced. Yeah, it was, but it was announced on Microsoft stage during the press conference.
Yeah, it was announced on Microsoft stage, but it was announced as multi-platform. Like it was never announced as this is a Microsoft game.
Oh no!
I would still imagine that it originally started out as a PS3 lead.
And Platinum has led. Awesome. Platinum has led on PS3 before.
Right.
Yeah, with Vanquish.
So,
but this looks like it's running on. I'm not sure if Vanquish and Bayonetta run on the same engine, but this definitely looks like it's the it looks very Bayonetta-ish, and if anyone remembers, Bayonetta on PS3 was terrible.
Oh my god, yeah. It was way
so,
better.
Yeah, but again, also so Platinum didn't
as
do
I
that,
remember,
so.
Tom Mace bought a 360 for Bayonetta.
Yeah, that, oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. who knows? Either way, I don't, they probably just figure the amount it would cost to release it, promote it, market it and stuff in Japan versus how many
they
actually sell on
PS3
on 360.
They're not super action game oriented over there in the first place, are they?
No, they're, I don't think
they're,
so.
They're really RPG and...
Yeah, I'm not sure how Devil May Cry and shit sells over there, but...
RPGs, Monster Hunter, rhythm games with little girls, that kind of thing. So...
Oh, God.
Androgynous human beings, you know, it's all over.
Oh, man. Who knows? Whatever.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will.
Exactly.
Let's take a break.
I like it.
Alrighty.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about licensing games, licensing franchises for good games. And then we'll do some new releases, listen to their email, and any new questions of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good. It's time to wake up.
Thank you.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
No, thank you. You welcome back.
I will welcome back.
Okay. All right. Today we are talking about licenses that that we would like made into high quality games. And my goodness, yeah. This is another one of those weeks where we throw out like a pretty easy question of the week, and we get a ton of response.
Nice.
So we're gonna jump right into that. Who's taking the first one?
You are.
You can go ahead and do that.
Okay, cool. I'll do the first one. This is from Sean Recupido, and he says, absolutely love the question of the week this week, and I can't wait to listen. The question is really hard, because movies are more of a laid-back experience, and games are interactive. Therefore, to really answer the question, somebody would need to come up with something where gameplay is the main focus. Anything that takes the control away from the player for more than 5 minutes, Metal Gear Solid, would probably be a horrible idea. for the most part, all I can really think of are action movies, and you don't have to be a genius to come up with that, because they correlate into video games pretty much one-to-one. I'm sure a lot of people will list comic book franchises, so I'm not even going to bother. Also, no point in converting classic toys into video games form, because the game will never be as good as the physical toy. I can kind of see that. Maybe somebody could find a way to use the Wii light gun adapter, things as a light tag, a laser tag setup, but that's all I can think of in that department. The one that is obvious answer is the Expendables. Should be turned into a Gears of War clone. I'm a sucker for that kind of corny shit, and I think it could be awesome. Also, I would love to see somebody do a really funny video game, because it really hasn't been done yet, in my opinion.
Ooh, Portal maybe... 2 says hi.
What's that?
Portal 2 says hi.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Portal says hi.
Yeah, true, yeah.
I'm wondering if that's in context with, like, the genre that he's looking at.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that kind of makes sense. You know, that whole third-person shooter, that hasn't been put into, like, a comedy thing. Yeah, I mean, like the closest the I could think of is...
That has worked anyway, yeah.
Maybe somebody could make a game based on Mallrats, where Jay and Silent go to all the stores in a mall, and each one contains a different minigame. What's that?
Do you want a pretzel?
Yeah. Well, geez, that's all. That's really about all I can come up with.
It's a sailboat.
I really can't wait to hear what other people come up with.
Fuck you, you little shit.
Thank you, Sean. Actually, The Expendables was one of the ones that came to mind for me because of the ridiculous amount of action in it.
Yeah.
And I always thought that, like, in that same vein, I always thought that Shoot 'em Up was already a video game.
God, that'd
in
be spectacular.
It was. I've always thought of it already as a video game in movie form.
That was. I was gonna say that's the best video game movie ever made that does not have a video game.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Shoot 'em Up was a great movie.
That was a great fucking movie.
I loved it.
I don't care who you are, or what you believe, or what you're into. Shoot 'em Up was funny.
And I don't care who you are.
People with carrots.
I don't care who you are. That is the best fucking sex scene ever.
Absolutely. It had romance, it had action, it had comedy, it had everything all in one movie.
Yeah.
All of it.
Fantastic movie. Fantastic movie.
And I might have sex with Owen, or not Owen, Clive Owen.
Clive Owen.
Just for the accent.
Cool. Who's next?
I'll take it.
Go for it.
Right. Hey guys, a license I would love to see get a good video game treatment is G.I. Joe.
Hmm.
Probably in the same vein as High Noon Transformers titles, with maybe a little bit grittier of a story. The idea of being able to take the role of various Joes and Cobra operatives is pretty exciting, especially if done correctly. If that gives the characters special abilities like...
Oh, you skipped a line.
Duty,
totally missed a sentence.
Totally skipped a line.
I'm so sad.
If that Transformers formula...
If that Transformers formula is applied to the Joe franchise, I think it could be great. If done correctly.
And that, again, you missed...
We're not letting you read emails when you're drunk anymore.
It is a terribly bad idea. I'm not going to lie. All right. I'm going to start at the idea. The idea of being able to take the role of various Joes and Cobra operatives is pretty exciting, especially if done correctly. If that Transformers formula is applied to the Joe franchise, I think it could be great, but instead of transforming...
Thank you and good night, Greg Little. You missed half the paragraph. Sorry.
Fuck you! I did not that time.
I know. Just...
Give the character special abilities, like heavy duty could have a benefit to using larger weapons and maybe soak up a little more damage, or Zartan's ability to copy anyone. Also, a game like this could have a good multiplayer component too, but throw in maybe a few vehicles here and there, not necessarily like Battlefield scale, but comparably to Halo maps. It'd be awesome to jack a trouble bubble and wreck face with blue lasers. And as a side note, I think Transformers would be a good license to use for a MOBA. MOBA, what the fuck is that? That's all, Greg Little. What the fuck is an MOBA? Because I can't.
I think a MOBA is like, what's it called? Oh my god. It's like
multiplayer online battle arena.
Is that what it is?
Okay, yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Multiplayer online battle arena. Okay. Yeah, maybe that. I could see a G.I. Joe franchise working pretty well.
Greg Little.
As soon as he mentioned it, I was like, class-based shooter, and that's exactly what it would end up being. It could easily turn into that if they did it right.
I don't know. I'd like it to be. I don't know. I think with G.I. Joe, it'd have to be more than just a class-based shooter. Because, I mean, that's Battlefield would be a G.I. Joe class-based shooter, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess true enough.
Well, yeah.
I mean, honestly. But
a G.I. Joe skin for Battlefield probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
True. But it doesn't
encompass,
like... No,
we'd have to have
it in
the powers, though, everybody. Because that's the whole thing about G.I. Joe is they'll have something, like,
absolutely.
You know, independent of themselves.
It doesn't encompass your Snake Eyes or what's-her-face with the
crossbow. Storm Shadow.
Storm Shadow, whatever
Scarlet,
side you want.
Whoever.
I prefer Snake Eyes myself. Lady J, she's got the crossbow, you know, like that. Yeah. That kind of thing, like, would need to be class based. Wouldn't cover it, you know. You gotta be that character.
That's why I think he nailed it with the Transformers thing, because that's how the Transformers done. You're playing different characters from different sides of the coin, so to speak, and each level, at least in Fall of Cybertron, is based on that character's strengths, which I think would be a great idea.
G.I. Joe would be cool, because I feel like you could actually divvy that up between a class-based shooter and, like, a strategy game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you could have one person whose job it is to deploy troops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the multiplayer stuff definitely would have class-based stuff like that.
I feel like that'd be really neat. Like, I honestly feel like that'd be a good deal.
It would be.
I'd play it.
I would play that for sure.
But I would definitely play a Snake Eye.
Storm Shadow, what up? Sup, dudes? It's Hedges, 1001. For me, one franchise that would make a great game is Dexter's Lab. Think about it. It could be a SimCity-type game. One franchise that I would kill for is a great Metal Alchemist game that is faithful to the series as Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 was to Naruto. Peace out, dudes. Hedges, 1001, sent from my PS3, so sorry about the punctuation.
Well, that was a dumb idea. Why would you do that?
Is Dexter's Lab something to do with, like, Dexter the show?
No, yeah, Dexter's Lab is a cartoon. It's a cartoon that was on Cartoon Network. It's a fantastic cartoon, actually.
It is a great
show. It's a really, really great show. It was around the same time as like Powerpuff Girls. And,
DD, get out of my laboratory.
And he had his sister DD to work with all the time.
It is a great show, but I honestly don't know how that would become a game.
Well, he said SimCity type, and I'm...
SimCity type.
You know,
I don't know.
It would...
It would have to be like gadget building, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think Dexter's Lab would almost be like a mech game. Like, it'd be really close to a mech game. Half the shit he built were like little mech fighters that saved the world, you know?
I don't know. I'd like to comment, but I've never seen I've never seen that, and I've never seen Full Metal Alchemist.
He probably built
really
like four or five different mech fighters in that show that saved the city.
There was actually one mech fighter that it was Voltron. And each member of the family was one of the pieces of Voltron. It wasn't really Voltron, but it was the same concept.
After
they took care of everything, he erased his parents' memory so they didn't remember that he had this weird lab and all that stuff.
So it was Men in Black and Voltron.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It's a great, great show. I mean, if you might be able to find it on Netflix or something.
Dexter's Lab is a great show. Yeah, it's worth tracking down at least a couple episodes. Was Powderpuff Girls, was that a spin-off of that?
Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Don't think so.
I thought that they were, like, part of Dexter's Lab at one point. Because they were created, right? Like, the Powerpuff Girls were not...
Right, but they were like, created, but it wasn't... It
yeah,
wasn't
yeah, 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 that's
was,
right. Their dad their was, like, dad the was the doctor that... Okay, okay, okay. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, and the same guy that did Powerpuff Girls did Samurai Jack, which didn't do
oh,
well.
Oh, God, that was a
Samurai
good
Jack
show.
Was such a good show and never took off.
That'd be a great game, too.
That would be a great game.
I'd love to be Samurai Jack.
That would be a fantastic game. So Dexter's Lab just led us to... Another one, so. But yeah, that's good stuff.
So thanks, Hedges. Appreciate it.
Cool.
All right. Is that, am I next?
Yeah, you're
you
up,
are
Chris.
Next.
All right, let's do it. We are talking about, I lost my place. Oh,
you're
sure.
At,
be wrong.
Hey,
hey. No.
You're be wrong.
Yeah.
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 That's correct.
Hey, a pretty neat question, and I do have a few ideas. That should have the Batman treatment. RoboCop. Imagine an Arkham City-like city with you roaming around fighting crime, blowing up bigger robots and helping civilians on the side. Then suddenly you realize everyone moves faster than you.
Dead or alive, you're coming to me.
So
eventually.
Gojira! Godzilla. Tons of games already came out, but none of them were really that good. I hope
True.
To see a great game where you can terrorize a whole city and smile while doing it. Both of them were movies that I grew up with and I liked, and by 2013 both their reboots will be coming out. Be wrong.
Huh.
Thank you, Bjorn. Yeah, there is a RoboCop reboot coming. I didn't realize there was another
there
Godzilla
is.
Movie coming.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. No, RoboCop would be a pretty awesome game because you could do all sorts of, like, upgrades. You know what I mean? Like, your RoboCop self could start out as, like, you know, version 1, Mark 1, and then you could have, like, RoboCop with upgrades, new gun, new armor, new that. That'd be pretty badass, actually.
I would be interested in that as well.
I'd like to see a good RoboCop game.
Yeah. I mean, that Data East one wasn't, it might be terrible now, but I remember liking it when I was younger. It was basically fucking bad dudes reskinned, but.
I liked Wing Commander when I was younger. Come on.
Wing Commander was awesome.
That's true, but it's not awesome now.
The movie? I never saw the movie.
Oh, the movie
not
was
the movie,
terrible.
The game.
I'm talking about the games.
Yep. Yeah. But before
hey, Mark
the Kill Wrath, I
there.
Were,
two,
full motion video.
Awesome.
Yeah. Back when full motion video was a big thing.
Oh, before full motion video
liked,
was a real
I actually
thing.
Liked 4. Hey, the second one's my favorite, but 3 and 4 were not terrible.
I think
cheesy.
Second one was probably my... 2 and 3 were probably my favorite Wing Commanders.
Yeah,
I was a big fan.
And they need to reboot that shit. They
Absolutely.
Need another space fucking sim out there that's arcade-based.
God,
and Colony Wars ain't happening for sure, so...
Do you know how much Wing Commander is begging to be an MMO? Like,
oh,
honestly.
Oh my god, actually.
You have a ship that you know... You bought it, you process it, you put all of the upgrades into, and you go out and fight other shit. God, it's begging for
That's,
it.
Yep. I wonder if there's an audience for that now, besides people who have played Wing Commander, though. Like, I mean, do even people these days play fucking space sims? Like, is there a space sim
there
out there
any.
That's like that?
Eve!
Eve is the only
space sim, and it's not that good.
I was gonna say, Eve's not really like it's a space sim,
Eve
but it's
is
not
the
like,
space sim the same way that Microsoft Excel is a space sim.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a space sim.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not Colony Wars, it's not Wing Commander, it's not fucking, TIE Fighter, X-Wing, or TIE Fighter versus X-Wing.
No, I will say Eve is cool, and it is pretty. It is a gorgeous game. But it doesn't quite satisfy that I want to go into space and fuck other spaceships up need that we
do
all
Do a Captain Power.
Have.
There we go. Captain Power license game, space sim. Bam. Done.
Let's we need a new Wing Commander. Can we all agree on that? We need a new Wing Commander?
Dude, kickstart that shit.
Let's do Kickstarter. We need a new Wing Commander.
And Mark Hamill's going to need another job at some point, so I'm sure he'll be on board.
Mark Hamill could be a Kelrath. He's got the voice for it. He's got that crazy voice. Let's do it.
Alrighty.
Next email, guys?
Sure.
Okay, hey, guys.
Yep. You okay for this one?
I'm going to try. It's separated nicely, so it should be easier. You've had some great questions the last couple weeks, which I haven't been able to get responses in for, so I had to get in for this one. It's pretty tough, because every day I come up with another great choice for this, but I'll just have to cut it off here. Some of these franchises do have good games, but I want something different from those. The Dark Tower. One okay. of the coolest worlds ever created, and I think a game that covers Roland's story or even takes place in the same world and has nothing to do with his quest would be amazing. A Fallout 3 kind of experience or something like that might be right for this.
I could see that.
Shadowrun. The Shadowrun RPG games are amazing. I know we're getting another from the Kickstarter campaign, but I want a triple kind of Deus Ex style Shadowrun.
Yeah, okay. I think that would really work, actually.
That should be good. X-Men. We have had some very good X-Men games, but none that really follow the storylines in the comics. The universe is ripe with story potential, which would lead to some amazing games. I think they could make some amazing games just by standing true to the story material. Staying true to the story material. Yep. He's probably absolutely right with that, honestly.
Yeah, there's not too many story-based driven
no,
X-Men
no,
games
they do like good. The, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Fighters.
X-Men, and, the two ones that were like...
yeah, and they do the X-Men
Dungeon
Alliance.
Dungeon Crawler type
and,
ones. Those are alright, but like, I don't know if the storylines or anything at all. Like
there's
comic
a,
books.
There's arcade, like, you know, the Simpsons style, you know, just run around and beat shit up. But not much story to that.
Ew.
Dragon Ball. There are like a million DBZ fighters out
say,
there.
There's a ton.
Yeah, but forget them. Right. Give this shit to Marvel vs. Capcom team, and let's get out some awesome games. That you know,
that
honestly,
work.
That would be badass
that
to have a DBZ
work.
Fighting game.
Yeah,
I like that idea. Actually,
and now he's just completely speaking to my heartstrings. Firefly, just build a Firefly world in Mass Effect Engine and done. He's absolutely right. No,
that would be so good.
No, I'll get back to that. I don't want to interrupt his email. Friday the 13th. All we've had from this franchise is that one LJN title. But there's so much more that could be done. There aren't many slasher survival horror games out there, and it just seems like it'd be a recipe for success with today's tech. And finally, Capcom and Disney just need to get another new 2D DuckTales out there for
oh,
fucking
God,
real.
Please. Yeah, no
it was
kidding.
Awesome.
Later, Mike
so
Strife.
Good.
Thanks, Mike Strife, for the
thank you, Mike.
Oh, he's well, how, that fucking DuckTales game was spectacular.
I
it was
loved
so fun.
That game.
It was really good. Oh, all those God. Disney games back in the day were awesome.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, but DuckTales.
Rescue
was,
Rangers
oh
was also
God.
Awesome.
That and Tiny Toon Adventures was
yeah, Tiny Toon Adventures.
Why was it so good? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so Firefly, though, I've talked at length with many people, as might be surprising to some people as I'm a Firefly fanboy, but Firefly is the perfect universe for an MMO. There has never been a better MMO universe than Firefly is. You could be the Browncoats for the Independents, you could be with the Alliance, or you could be Reaver. Seriously? Like that... That is such a cool idea for an MMORPG, I think.
Sure. I've only seen Serenity. I've never actually seen an episode of Firefly.
Oh, you gotta watch Firefly before you watch Serenity. Serenity
you get,
makes
you get
so
a lot
much
more
sense.
Out of Serenity if you watch
absolutely.
The series.
Oh, I'm sure you do, yeah.
But Chris, you've watched all of Firefly, right?
Yes, I have.
Like, could you imagine if you were playing a game where you were allowed to be one of the, and like have like a ship like covered in blood and everything like that. It would just be badass to pick one of those factions. Like those three factions are perfect for an MMO.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great. It would be a great universe to have something like that in it too, because I mean, you have and even within the show, you've got a breakdown of like classes and stuff like that.
Sure.
And you know, they it's straight up. They straight up have the show like. Oh, here's a mission. Let's go do this mission and, you know, get paid.
That's
you know?
The way it's set up.
It really is. It's set up like
you
an MMO.
You could do the train job. Yeah. Who doesn't want to do that?
That's right. You could do the train job.
Like, that would be badass.
Yeah,
and there'd
it,
be a certain
really
amount of
up.
Micromanaging in it, I think, to make it realistic. Like, you know, you got to go buy fuel and go buy depots to fix your ship up and everything. But I think that could be an honestly super successful MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. If they can't do a Star Wars, I doubt they can do it with Firefly.
Well, yeah, it would have to be out of the gate free to play.
Yeah.
True.
I think that's but the only way anything is successful.
Star Wars
right now.
Really lends itself well to an MMO. Honestly.
No, but Star Wars has a much, much, much bigger fan base.
No, it has a great fan base, but the universe is not primed to be. Like, your classes are, you're either
no,
a Jedi
I agree
or
with that.
Not
classes,
a Jedi.
That's
like,
fine, what I'm saying. But you said successful. I don't think it would be successful at all.
Well, The problem with Star Wars games is that they could never make a Jedi as powerful as a Jedi actually is in the universe, because the games would all be too damn easy.
They'd be broken. True.
You know? It'd all be broken. So
I like the Friday
well,
13th
and vice
idea.
Versa with a Sith, though, honestly. Like, you couldn't make anybody as strong as Darth Vader. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
It goes both ways, I think.
Well, imagine a Friday the 13th game in the same kind of vein as Slender, where it's not like...
Oh, fuck you.
Not like in the same sense where it's only like it can take $20. 10 minutes to beat the game, but imagine a game where constantly at any time you could run into Jason and you gotta figure out how to get away from him, and just having that constant fear and suspense of like turning a corner, oh my god, he's there, and you know he's as slow as a motherfucker. So you can like you can get away, and I think a good survival horror game based around that concept would be scary as
that
shit.
That could be good. But did you see the $20 mode in Slender?
No, there's a $20 mode.
There was a gag, all right, with the whole Slender mythology, and it had to do with a song where like this dude's like, "Give me $20, give me $20," okay. Like it's a song.
Yeah.
And the way that $20 mode works is you can play in the daytime in Slender, so there's not dark out, which makes it way less scary.
Of course.
But every single time that you see Slenderman, instead of getting like the dramatic whatever pauses everything, it just goes, "Give me $20, see me in the club, give me $20," like that.
That's pretty funny.
So it's not scary at all. So I feel like me, you, and Travis need to replay Slender in $20
mode
in daytime.
That's funny. I think I could probably get through that one.
Oh my god, that sounds hilarious.
Did you? I didn't see it, Glenn, but were you the one who posted on Facebook or was somewhere a link to that game called Deep Sea or something like that?
Was it Deep Sea? Is that the one you're talking about with the heart rate monitor?
Well, it's the heart rate monitor and you have the mask on.
I haven't seen the mask.
Oh, this one's like Patrick Kleppert on Giant Bomb played it somewhere this past week, and it sounds scary. It's like you wear a mask, basically like a diving mask.
Okay.
So it's already kind of hard to breathe.
Sure.
And you basically have to shoot. I can't remember what it is. It's some kind of creatures. The whole idea is you're supposed to be underwater and you're supposed to shoot these creatures with missiles, but you can't see anything. It's all based on what you can hear, and it's like you kind of turn
odd.
And kind of like turn left and right. But the thing is, when you're breathing, it creates a whole bunch of like static and noise and shit, so you can't really get a pinpoint of where the enemy is. So you have to actually hold. You can't breathe. If you can't breathe, it's silence except for where the enemies are.
Oh wow!
But when you're breathing and it picks up hurry and all that kind of stuff, it creates more and more thing, and you basically have to just hit three of these things and then you're done. But he's like, he couldn't
Holy
get through
shit.
It. He was like,
no, okay.
Ridiculous.
What was the Cell? Did you ever see the Jennifer Lopez movie?
Yes, I did.
The Cell?
Yeah.
Okay, my neighbor. Mark Hunzinger, he posted up a link to a game where it's similar to that. Like, you have a bunch of mentally disturbed patients and you actually get in their mind and you're trying to heal them.
Okay.
But the game, when you buy it, comes with a heart rate monitor that goes on your finger. And when you're playing the game, if your heart rate goes up, it increases the difficulty and increases the likelihood that you're going to run into a scary object.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So the idea is you have to manage your stress and manage your heart rate. So, like, as you're playing this game, the more scared you get, the scarier
the
it gets.
The scarier it actually gets.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I'm like, oh, God, we need to play that game.
That would be
kinda sounds
cool.
Awesome.
All right, we got another email here.
Yeah, moving on.
It says, hey, guys, I'm going to be a bit of a Joss Whedon fanboy here for my picks. So
good
it might
man.
Be more, you know.
Good
First,
man.
I'd like to see a Buffy/Angel game that plays like a God of War clone. There are
Moving
enough great
on.
Characters that you could play as different people throughout the game. The boss fights would need to be the best part of the game. Also, I'd like to see a Walking Dead-style Firefly game.
What?
It could be episodic. Maybe as you are working on a heist and you would make a decision, and you would, sorry, make a decision on what to do with a crazy ass, with a crazy ass Summer Glau.
Seriously.
The dialogue options would have to be top notch.
What do you say? Crazy hot Summer Glau? Is that what
crazy ass?
That's what
shit.
I saw.
The dialogue options would have to be top notch, as you can constantly choose between smart-ass comments to make to people.
Sure.
Of course, there is probably no chance for any of this, but it's fun to think about. Thank you, sirs. War 40 Eagle. That's sad for us. None of this probably happened, but it is. That's why it's fun to talk about this shit.
God, I honestly would. A Firefly game would be like my bread and butter. Like, that would be amazing to me if that came up as a game.
I heard the first Buffy game. I didn't play Buffy, the one on Xbox, but I heard that was actually pretty good.
Oh, really?
It wasn't. Yeah, it what got kind of game was it? Like, reviews and stuff.
I don't know if I can.
It was like a character action game. Not for the sake of, like, God of War, Devil May Cry, but it was third person. Okay. Walking around. It's like a beat 'em up, kind of, I guess, but third person.
So like a Scott Pilgrim, kind of.
No. Well, Double I guess, Dragon, but I guess kind of like that, but in like 3D.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't play it, but I remember a lot of people liking it. And I think it got pretty good reviews, too.
Now, I could. Honestly, I think a Firefly game is the next best bet for Joss Whedon to increase that storyline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think we've probably beat that dead horse into the ground more than Sarah Jessica Parker in Sex and the City. So,
God.
We can probably move on from there.
All right, last email.
I see what you did there.
Okay, getting this a bit late, so here's hoping I make it. Properties
made
I
it.
Would like to see, I would like given the Batman treatment, in quotes, aka made into a good game. There are a few I would love to see, not going to specify too much about genre and gameplay and blah, 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 but I just want a good game to be made for the following. X-Men 1992 animated series, cel-shaded with original voice cast.
Spectacular.
That's that cool. Would be good.
The original voice cast as the one for Marvel vs. Capcom.
92 animated X-Men was amazing. Let's all be honest.
It was good. It was really good.
I can't believe it was that fucking long ago.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers based on the epic Green Ranger saga, please.
I'm nostalging so hard.
About what?
The Green Ranger saga.
Oh, really? Because I never watched any of that. So.
Oh my
I
god,
watched
it was
them,
so
but I never
good.
Really got into them.
Green Ranger and White Ranger were the best Power Rangers ever, and they're both the same guy.
Darkwing Duck, a Batman AC clone, is fine. That would
Darkwing
work
Duck
really
awesome.
Well, actually.
That Let's Get Dangerous. That'd be spectacular.
Let's Get Dangerous.
Oh, I'm looking down the line. Go ahead.
Smokey and the Bandit. RoboCop versus the Terminator. Even what? An XBLA PSN update.
Dude.
Of the original would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
That was a pretty good game, the first one.
Yes. Think about that. RoboCop versus Terminator? Oh my god.
Halloween, Clock Tower style. Best game ever.
Okay.
Care Bears, Animal Crossing style. Sim in a Cloud City. Motherfucking win. Voltron, yes please.
That would have Voltron to be multiplayer. Be cool.
Yes,
like,
it has to be five co-op. Players online.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not the one that they put out on Xbox Live and PSN.
This was
one
junk.
I'm most psyched about.
Mask?
Mm-hmm. Yes! God, I love that show. I had more Mask toys than anything else in my life.
Oh, wow.
They would need to bring that back. But I think.
Fuck, that'd be so good.
Yeah, it's. Excuse me. It's been a while. Yeah,
who
it's getting late.
Who
doesn't
want a
so Trans Am
that can fly?
Who a car true. That turns into a helicopter works for me.
Right? Who doesn't want that? A jet powered motorcycle? No, no, thanks, not for me.
I don't want that. Christ, I could list forever, but I will stop there. I suppose. Wait, one more. Rock Band Muppets. Oh my
Holy
god!
Holy shit!
That would be awesome.
Animal drums mode.
That would
where
be
you
awesome.
Play directly against animal. That'd be amazing.
Peace, Jeff Wittajay.
Jeff Witta J.
That was a good Witta list, man.
Thanks.
That was a big. I can't think of a single. All of what you listed would be good. The only thing that I'm mad about is Smokey and the Bandit, and still that would be good. Like I can't think of a single thing that you listed there would be a terrible game.
Darkwing Duck is
Holy
awesome.
Shit.
Darkwing Duck.
I think Darkwing Duck's my favorite on that list.
I think Darkwing
actually.
Duck would have to be a point and click adventure.
Oh God.
Honestly,
Voltron was on my list. And, yeah, I mean, most of the ones that he mentioned. But, I mean, I'm not... Care Bears is meh for me. Halloween is kind of meh for me.
Right.
But yeah, Voltron,
it's still good,
Mask,
but...
Well, what do you guys have, then?
God.
Besides the emails, what do you guys have that...
Mask, I love. I love that email. Mine is going to be probably the only person who loves this, which was already a game that I already thought was done incredibly well, but apparently I'm one of the only people in the world who thought it was done well.
Yeah, it doesn't count for this
online.
Question of the week. Thanks for trying.
Matrix Online.
Hmm.
That's still one of my favorite games that I've played. I love the hell out of that game. I thought it was really well done with the whole concept of, you know, like when you actually get into the game, you have to actually take the red pill, make your character, set up a backstory, everything else. It was a really good MMO. And I think that aside from that and the few people that actually appreciated that, there wasn't a good, solid Matrix game.
Standalone game.
Yeah, that was made. Like, there was, like, what was
or
it?
Or Path of Neo was apparently supposed to be not terrible.
I heard it was okay gameplay-wise, but storyline-wise was awful. Like, you fought against a colony of fire ants at one point.
What?
Wow. It was... No, seriously, like you did. So I don't know. Like, I feel like there really needs to be a really good, solid
Matrix game.
That honestly would be so good, because it's already easy to make. If you make an MMO Matrix game, the Matrix is about a bunch of people who are plugged into computer systems. So, like, if you make a solid MMO, the story writes itself. So just do it. Right, just do it. Bring it back. Somebody support that game and get it up and running properly. I'd love the hell out of it.
Hey, before we move on, there is a voicemail, so let's listen to that.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it.
Hey guys, Fluffy. Mate, for your question with the whole getting better games franchises thing, mate, I want them to do a good fucking Spider-Man game. We've got a decent one that just came out, but before that, it's so much shit. But I want a fucking good Spider-Man game. You know, one that looks good, one that fights awesomely, and one that's, like, pretty much just jacking off the people who read the books. You know, something for them. Fucking also, and probably can't be done, and don't really give a fuck, but it would be nice, good Superman game, yeah? Give me something to make me like him. I wouldn't mind it, you know? If they could do it good, if they could make me take a fucking interest in the character, well, I would like it. Yeah, that's it. All good. Okay. Thanks, mate. See you next time. Bye.
Thanks, Fluffy.
Thank you, Fluffy.
Superman's got the same problem as the Jedi thing, I think.
Yeah. If you make him what he actually is, it would just be like...
It'd be boring as hell.
Right.
You'd have to make it a story-driven game.
It's like loading up Doom and hitting IDDQD. Like, it's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This god mode. Boom. Why can't I hear anybody?
Yeah,
nobody's talking.
I think that Spider-Man fans are due for a really, really good game. I know that
there are some good ones. I mean,
yeah, they made
Travis loves Ultimate Spider-Man. Like, that's supposed to be pretty good.
And the first, like, when the first movie came out, they put out a PC Spider-Man game that was pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, I have a friend of mine at work that plays all the Spider-Man games, and I mean, he loves them, so I guess it's just to each their own, but.
I guess it depends. Like, I wouldn't say any of them are at the same level as, like the way Batman's been done.
No way. Transformers
to this point, or. Yeah. Yeah, a good one would be good. My problem with Spider-Man games, I get repetitive really fast.
Yeah.
And I stop playing them.
And my issue with a Superman game is just the same as Fluffy's. I just don't like that character.
Yeah,
There's nothing likable about that character anymore.
I don't like it's too like
You can't root for the guy who does everything. Yeah, the guy who's just like invincible, basically. Yeah.
Everybody here I know likes to root for the underdog who has a chance. You know, like the guy who you're probably not going to win, but if you really try hard, like if you really try, you could probably get in there and do it. Or if you get lucky or the right circumstances. And Superman's like the exact opposite of that. It's the if you really get unlucky, you might lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be that guy. Nobody wants to root for that guy because you're probably gonna win. So who cares?
The point of being badass seems to be kind of underwritten by the fact that you have no flaws. It's like, well, what's the point?
True.
It's like, you have to.
If you're gonna play a badass, you want to be the underdog. You want to be the badass who should lose,
or not even just an underdog, just someone who has a chance at losing, like a legitimate shot, like.
Well, like, I mean, Batman, honestly, is probably an underdog. Like, when you look at Batman versus a mob of people who are trained, like, it's, you know, it's, his only chance is the fact that he knows various martial arts and he has a few various gadgets. Like, it's an unfair fight in the fact that he's trained well, but in the same method, they could still get lucky and knock you in the face with a baseball bat and you die.
Yeah, pretty much.
But every single Superman plot where he's at a disadvantage all involves kryptonite. Like, it's yep. not, it's not fun. Not at all.
Yeah. Any others?
I was going to say Thundercats would be one of mine.
Oh my god, that'd be spectacular.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I would totally like to see that. Kind of like base same, because like High Moon type shit where you're playing different characters at different times, different levels.
I just want the Eye of Thundera, let's be honest.
kind of new, but, and I guess technically this wasn't really released, but you could play something that would probably maybe get the same, scratch same itch, but Sons of Anarchy. Video game, oh. Like that kind of shit.
Well, I mean, that was, what was the Grand Theft Auto? Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a biker gang one that was, yeah, that was, I mean, it was pretty much Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I think I want to download that now, because I just started watching Sons of Anarchy like a couple weeks ago, and it's fucking awesome.
What about a Breaking Bad game, where there's like a certain
How would you
chemistry?
Do that? I've never seen Breaking Bad, so. I know the whole premise of it, but I don't.
I think that'd be good. Like, you actually have to make the meth? Like, that'd be. If there was like a make meth minigame.
I can totally see that never coming out.
That would be very popular.
Hey, kids.
Hey, let's make cookies. Yay. Yeah.
Hey, Crystal, I really think we should get this game for Liam. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, please. We all know he's been making meth since a year
I'm sure ago. Bauer would like a good 24 game.
I was going to say 24.
A so. Good 24 yeah. game, honestly. If you gave an honest, good, hard treatment to a 24 game, it could be really well done.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Make it episodic.
If you did it to where you didn't know what was really going on and you kind of had to interrogate people, like if you gave it like the LA Noir engine where you had to actually interrogate
people
and figure out who was lying and read that, like that'd be fun. I could see how that could be good.
It'd be alright.
Yep.
We all agreed on Voltron, which was already mentioned.
Yeah,
Voltron. Absolutely. Maybe Silverhawks is a downloadable.
Five player, if you can make that like a 5-player co-op with
Silverhawks would just be a Thundercat skin.
Pretty much. Yeah. It'd be the Thundercats game with
I want a Voltron skins. Though where we all have to cooperate in making the character walk like quap. Like you have to Alright, you go forward. Now you go forward. Now you go
now,
forward.
Now do you have Voltron and then Voltron season 6?
Oh, I don't remember season 6.
Season 6 was the one where it was all the cars. The 21 vehicle Voltron.
No. We want a 5 vehicle, and I'll form the head Voltron. That's what we want.
Married with Children.
What?
That'd be funny. Point-and-click adventure.
You just want to bang Christina Applegate. Get over it.
I do.
Can you blame him?
She's still looking
come
good.
On. She is still looking
good. She does still look good, man.
Yeah.
She's hung in there.
That's
good job, Miss Applegate. Really. Come on down. Good.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I could go on forever, like Jeff said.
You know
what
would honestly be a.
And
you
shit,
know what would be a really good game. If you could make a solid Knight Rider game, I would be all
yeah,
in
I could
on
see
that.
Have there ever been a Knight Rider game?
I haven't seen.
I'm sure there
one.
Has been. I'm
there
sure there
must have
been
some shitty one somewhere. But like, if you could make a really good Knight Rider game that was like half combat, half racing, like I think that could be really well done.
Do you guys remember the Knight Rider, the reboot, the show reboot?
Oh, yeah, with the Knight Rider 2000.
Yeah, with the Mustang, that was horrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Mustang, was it?
No, this not
Knight
Rider 2000,
the newest
one.
You're right. Yeah. They did do that.
And that lasted all of like 5 episodes.
That'd be kind of cool.
God, how do you go from a Pontiac to a Ford? That makes no sense.
Licensing. Speaking of.
No, but that could be, that's one of those IPs that really is begging for a good game based on, like, I think Knight Rider could be a fun game.
Yeah. Why not? That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, same here. I'm out of ideas. So.
Alrighty.
Cool. Thank you guys for writing in. I appreciate it. So
Definitely.
Move on to new releases.
Yeah.
All right. Next week for PS3, we are getting F1 2012, Jet Set Radio, or if you are a PS Plus member, it is out already. And Street Fighter 25th Anniversary Collector Set. That comes out next week. But the most important game next week is, of course, Borderlands 2.
Mm-hmm.
Keep note.
Absolutely.
360 is also getting Borderlands 2, F1 2012, Kinect Nat Geo TV, Kinect Sports Ultimate Collection, Jet Set Radio, and a bunch of stuff that nobody else cares about. Realms of Ancient War, that sounds interesting. So
what does?
Realms of Ancient War.
Why exactly does that sound interesting?
Because it's not a Kinect game with like Sesame Street in it.
Oh, okay.
That's the other shit that I've got on this list, so.
Realms of Cookie Monster.
Elmo versus Grover.
God, I'd pay money to see that in real life.
PC's getting Torchlight 2, Borderlands 2, F1 2012, Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition, and Jet Set Radio is also hitting PC. So there you go. 3DS has got nothing. Vita has got nothing. So that is your new release list. Pick of the week.
Isn't Vita getting Jet Set Radio?
Yeah, it is actually. So it's a PSN download on for both, but it's not cross buy, unfortunately.
So oh, okay.
It's $10 on both platforms.
Gotcha.
But
Borderlands 2, obviously.
Yeah, come Borderlands on, right?
2. Yep.
Yep. I already got mine pre-ordered. So
me also. So I'm gonna get that sweet Necromancer character.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Well, is that a pre-order thing or is that a pre-order?
It's a pre-order edition.
Any pre-order at all thing.
Oh really?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So you'll get it.
I'll get it. Yay! Cool. Let's do some. What do we got? Emails. Let's do some emails.
Emails.
I got the last one. So who's next?
I guess I'll be up. No, yeah, I guess it's me. Hey, quick question this week, and more than likely Jeff can best answer it. Okay, well, good thing I'm reading this. I've always played fighting games casually, but I've never really gotten deep into one. I was wondering what you would suggest someone trying to improve at fighting games specifically. Is there a game you'd recommend to start off with, or any resources you'd recommend? I've had a few friends picking up Tekken Tag 2 this week, so I was thinking of giving that a go. Thanks, Zenkthen Gun. It depends. If your buddies are picking up Tekken 2, if they're on the same level of they haven't really been playing the game, they're not super into it, go with that.
Yeah.
And, cause that game is a fun game if you're on the same level as somebody. If you're playing against people who have been playing Tekken for years, I think it's probably one of the harder games to kind of
well,
pick
it's
up
like,
and
it's
play.
It's like any
them.
Fighting game ever, right? Like, I mean, if you play against a lot of people who are on the same exact level as you or at least similar, like if they're slightly better than you, so you come out on top every now and again, it's still okay.
Yeah.
But like if you play a game with somebody who's been playing at least a similar game their whole life, it's not fun. Don't do it. It's terrible. You're just going to be sad the whole time.
I will go back to the easiest one, I think, to pick up and play, and also one of the most deepest, is Street Fighter IV. I think because this doesn't have a lot of mechanics you need to memorize and know. It basically comes down to knowing how to do the most damage at the right time.
There's not many gimmicks to Street Fighter.
Exactly,
like, it's super and ultra, but even those, you still have to know when can you get that. Like, it's not like you can just throw that out there and get... Sometimes you get lucky with it, but for the most part, you've got to know when. How can I combo into this? How can I set up this to happen, you know?
Exactly. And there's not too much. You don't have to worry about a 3D plane and different space. Like, you have to worry about spacing, but it's not like... Tekken and Virtual Fighter and 3D fighters have a lot more that go into it than just knowing moves and combos.
And that's exactly what I was going to add, is that, you know, playing a 3D fighter is very different from playing a 2D fighter. So it's important
it's totally
to keep that
different.
In mind.
It's a lot harder to... kind of really get into them. I would say the best thing to do really is I'd say pick up something like Street Fighter, Street Fighter 4, and just play it with friends who are on the same level. And also, if you want to go look for resources, go to shoryuken.com, shoryuken.com.
Absolutely. They're a very it good is a, community out there.
Yeah, it's srk.com. They're a good community. They're a pretty decent community, but they have strategies and they have like beginner's guides to every character and all of these games. Read it.
Frame data and like it goes exactly.
Yeah, well,
you want to go.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to take it on a basic level, they're going to have all the information for you. They're going to have videos to show you how to do stuff.
Basic
and the number one thing
combos.
Is just have patience, man. Like fighting games are not a game. It's not like a first person shooter where if you're just decent with reflexes and using the sticks, you're going to be good at right away. Fighting games take a lot of patience and expect to lose a lot.
Yeah.
Online if you're new for a
Absolutely.
Long time until you start picking up things. And the biggest thing is just getting down the basic mechanics of the game and then looking for opportunities to use them and reading opponents. Learning how to like get your opponents to do what you want them to do without them kind of knowing it is basically what you kind of want to do. And that's the hardest part. It's like the hardest part and the easiest part. It's like playing chess. It's not really involved in game mechanics.
Fighting games are chess where first-person shooters are checkers. And that's honestly true. It's not to say anything detracting from first-person shooters.
There's a lot of skill in first-person shooters, but you can't really...
You have to plan ahead with fighting games. Like, you have to do things not just in what you think will work now. You have to do things in what you think will bait somebody into doing something that will be advantageous for you later on.
Exactly.
It's difficult.
Yep.
So don't. And
if you ever want to play, if you ever want to play or something online, just hit me up, dude, and we'll play some, give you some pointers. I mean, Glenn and I have been playing Street Fighter 4 quite a bit last couple of days, so hit us up.
Fairly different characters, so I mean, we can give you a couple pointers on very different styles of play between the two of us.
Exactly. Well, thank you for writing that in.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
Anytime I can preach the word of the fighting game and Mark of the Ninja, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Can I get a hallelujah?
And download Mark of the Ninja Trial. Thank you.
In order for us to read your emails from this point forward, you must download the Mark of the Ninja Trial.
Exactly. We'll wait. Don't worry.
It's an undocumented feature of Indus. Yep. You must download Mark of the Ninja.
We will check your gamer tag.
This came from Xanthan. Oh, you didn't download Mark of the Ninja. I'm not going to read.
Never mind.
Email. Sorry. Next.
You are dead to us.
Go for it, Glenn. You're up.
Who's got the next email?
Oh, God, why are you doing this to me?
It's the last one. Come on.
All right. Sup, dudes. It's Hedges1001 with a follow-up on my 40-player Frogger email from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember, we didn't know what the hell that was.
Me either, because I wasn't here. So, basically, 40 each have their own controller, and they play a special modified multiplayer version of Frogger where everyone plays at the same time.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how that would work. It was a rental through some company that specializes in making mods to public domain games in such a way so that they can be heard out along with a projector for a ton of people to play.
I think that's supposed to be hired.
Yeah, I think
hired
you're
out.
Right. Hired out along with a projector for a ton of people to play. Hope that was clear enough. Peace out, Hedges 1001.
Wow. That's insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd play Frogger with 40
players. I would love to try that.
That's a lot of freaking frogs.
I would love to try that.
That would be fun. That would be pretty damn awesome, actually. Thanks for clearing that up, because that's, wow.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he was talking about last week when he brought that up. All right, so I got two voicemails. So let's try and get those out here quickly.
Sure.
I got another one from this gentleman.
Fluffy, obviously.
Hey, it's Fluffy. Tell your robot, she's a bitch, the secretary. Hold on a second. Hold on, Liz.
What?
Hello? Hello?
Huh?
Oh, answering machine, hello. What this is Wolf speaking. Apparently I'm Fluffy's maid. And he's a little bit jarring, so I'm going to apologize for him dropping the phone and that. So, and don't worry about it, because he's an idiot. So, all good. Travis, you're a fucking good bloke. And Chris, congratulations.
What?
And Jeff, I love you, man. I want to give you a hug, man. I don't want to fuck him. I want to give him a hug in a totally hetero way.
Of course, definitely.
So, fuck you. It's like, okay, he's all good, I'm kind of fucked. Okay, listen, I'll see you later.
All right,
hello.
Hi.
What the hell?
What is going on?
I have no idea.
I have no clue.
Chris, please tell me there's a Google translation to this.
There is not, unfortunately.
Ah.
I looked, and this one does not have one. I was very upset about it. Let me see if it decided to grab one.
That would be spectacular. I'm really hoping for it.
Nope, there's no Google translation for that one.
The fuck
I think
was that?
The robot was the Google translator, I would assume.
Okay.
So...
No, I don't know. Did some guy just come on and say, apparently I'm Fluffy's mate?
Yeah.
Apparently what?
He said,
I'm wondering if Fluffy just met if Fluffy like just met that dude like that night or something.
Yeah, right. And like he didn't even realize they were dating yet, but apparently Fluffy's.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like apparently I'm gonna take in the butt tonight. So
in a cage somewhere. Oh, I don't know where it is.
In a cage.
Getting hosed in.
And fuck some robot woman. What was that? No, what?
Said,
was that, who's the answering from, robot bitch? Halo? What's her name?
He's talking about
Cortana.
He's talking
Cortana.
About the... Anyway, all right. I got one more email. This one's from Zeke. So let's play this.
Hi guys, Zeke here. I'm currently working through my backlog, and I come around for finally playing Mass Effect. A great game, by the way, but it got some things that just killing me. It's, you know, I don't know if it's, I've been spoiled by games recently or, but
it is.
I don't know, I think it really shows its age. Like, for instance, there's, in this game, unskippable cutscenes and even worse, unskippable dialogue options, you know, like, and you can't really tell if you already talked to this person or not, you know, it's just like, oh, let me tell you about this shit about the consort or whatever my alien race have been doing for 1,000 years in, I don't know, 5-minute segments where I have no user input or anything, you know, it's like, oh, finally, like the other day, you know, I talked to this girl and I talked to her before, apparently, you know, and I just, and the kids started screaming and I couldn't get out of there, and I couldn't save, and oh, it just kills me. Anywho, the action is pretty horrible, but it's I wouldn't call it a competent shooter, but it's okay, you know. And, but the story is amazing, and the depth,
right?
You know, and oh, can't believe I missed this one. Anyway, I'm in for a decent couple of 100 hours. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Jeff? Is it worth playing through the last one? Get on it, man. You're starting to become, you know, Scott from The Go with Dead Space. Later, dudes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit.
Is he talking about the last game?
I'm assuming
first
he's
game?
Talking about the first game.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's talking about
the
first
the last game. One's worth it.
Yeah, the last one.
The last one he was talking to Jeff, comparing him to Scott.
With Mass Effect.
With Mass Effect.
True, because you haven't beaten Mass Effect 3, have you?
Right.
I have not.
Right.
Oh, my
he's
Jesus,
like on the last
Jeff,
fucking
finish
mission.
Finish the game.
He hasn't done it.
Just finish it.
I
seriously.
Know.
Why would you not? You played through the first two games. Why would you not finish the third one?
And very quickly, too. The third just has not. It just didn't hook me, man.
Where
I was
are you?
Not in the
What's
mood
the last
to play.
Thing you've done?
Honestly, I can't remember. It's been so long.
Oh, my God. Just boot it up and play it. And finish
I think
it,
I did What's Her Face's thing. What's
oh, yeah,
that called?
Her.
Girl? Tally's planet thing.
Yeah, you're pretty close, man. Like, that's, I mean, you've got probably three other, like, main storyline missions to do before you get to the end.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just finish the game. Come on, you've got so much invested. Just finish it.
I know. I will.
But the first one, you can skip cutscenes. Like, well, I mean,
you
can skip, like, whole cutscenes, but you can skip dialogue real fast.
Yeah, doesn't X skip dialogue for you?
I thought so.
Yeah.
One of the buttons definitely skips dialogue.
I don't remember,
but I know there is a button to skip dialogue.
Well, but I don't know why you're skipping dialogue, because the point of this game
well, no,
is
I
the
think,
story and the dialogue choices.
I think his reasoning of skipping the dialogue is when talking to someone more than once. Someone that you'd already talked to.
Stop talking to someone more than once. You're going to have to remember who you talked to. Oh, that's terrible. I know. I understand. It's like real life where you have to remember who you've actually spoken to. But do it.
And as far as the shooting, if it is the first one that we're talking about, the shooting does get better as your skill increases. But it's pretty terrible compared to the other two games, yeah.
Absolutely. I think the second one is... second and third... God, it's debatable between the two, really, with what you...
I think the third one has better shooting. Combat.
If you're talking about just raw shooting, then yeah, probably the third one has a better shooting mechanic in general. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the second one might be more fun as far as if you're doing like biotic abilities and everything.
Everything.
If you're doing a mixed bag, I think the second one's more fun.
The second one, I think, is the best so far. Like, I did not beat 3, but I love 2 a lot.
Like, 3 feels monotonous sometimes if you're just shooting. Yeah. Because you can just go through that as though it's like a Gears of War, you know, cover based shooter.
See, I thought that it had actually, that 3 actually handled the biotic powers better. Personally,
how's that?
It was just a lot easier to get them to kick off. Just it seemed like it flowed with the combat a lot better. So
okay,
and I mean used the biotic character both ways. So.
You gotta learn that wheel. That's really what it all comes down to. You've got to learn that combat wheel and make it work for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used mostly,
or get Kinect and don't worry about it. God. Just yell at your TV.
I used the hotkeys a lot for with biotics. So. I made it.
I did nothing but combat wheel all the time. I didn't use a biotic though. I used a soldier.
Oh, so yeah, I had a biotic. Both my playthroughs in 3 used biotics. And actually what ended up happening is with 3, I played through the first time and then went back to 2 and finished up my adept playthrough in 2 and then went to 3. And going back to 2 was difficult because you can't roll. And it just seemed like it like there was a kind of a delay with the hotkeys, so it didn't flow as well.
Yeah, 3 is definitely more friendly to real time tactics.
Yeah. Yeah,
where 2 is probably more friendly to an overall strategy. I think
could be cool. Well, that's all I've got. So should we do question of the week and be done?
I like it.
Yeah,
let's do that. So you get back to like those kid things that you have.
Get
around.
Back to sleep. so I actually threw this one out as a joke, and Jeff said he wants to do it, so we're going to do it.
Yeah, why not? So the question, well, you know, we kind of halfway did it already.
When does that ever warrant it being a good idea because Jeff said he wants to do it?
Actually, a lot of these, I'll tell you what, man, a lot of these ones that we're getting a ton of emails for have been Jeff's idea. I'm just saying.
Dumb.
I'm just saying, man.
that's like saying the iPhone has a lot of sales, Chris.
So question of the week is, to we or not to we, you?
That is the question.
That is the question.
Yes.
So what do you guys think of
the
announcements they made for the Wii U? Are you planning on getting one? If so, why?
And why? Yeah.
And, you know.
Not just yes or no. Do not just email and say yes.
Yeah. We're not going to judge. We just want to discuss. So that's where we're going.
P.S. We're going to judge.
We will find someone besides Glenn to be on the show for that episode.
Which at this rate probably won't be Travis, so it might be Glenn.
We might have someone else in line. To answer the question of the week, you send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. You can send
it's
us.
But it's not lead, it's feet.
You can send us a voicemail via email. Just record an MP3 and send it to us that way. Or you can get us on Google Talk. That is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, 9 kilobytes, and Indus Jeff. Indus Geoff.
It's Geoff.
Geoff.
If you are on Facebook, Google Plus, or Steam, just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us.
Yep.
And come over to Retroids, join the community, and be a part of the multiplayer events that they have. They actually have a lot that go on during the week. So
yes, they do. They've got a Sunday Steam event that actually kicked off.
Yep.
They do like
Steam Sundays.
They've been doing that for a while.
And things like that. Yep. It's a lot of fun. I participated last week. It was pretty awesome.
Very cool.
What did you play?
We played Team Fortress 2, but we did
the co-op
Man vs. Machine. Yeah, we did the co-op.
Yeah, nice.
It was fun.
Cool. Very cool. But that is all I've got. So you guys have anything else before we wrap up?
Just that Glenn's a liar.
Glenn's a liar.
Why am
he
I
didn't
lying?
Mention Team Fortress in his distractions.
I barely played. I was Sam. Terrible at it. It doesn't count.
Just messing around. No, I have nothing else to add.
I'll say you can check out. I've got at this point pretty much the only other presence I have online is a blog at 9kilobytes.com. That's written out the word 9kilobytes.com. So go check that out if you feel so inclined.
Also, if you guys are keeping up, Indus Fest signups are in full swing. Head over to Retroids
Hell
and check
yes.
out the thread. We are doing
it. There's a nice hotel sharing thread there, too. If you need a place to stay, go check that out over at Retroids.com, too.
Right. If you need a room in one of the hotels that we put up, we are trying to get you guys to room together to save some money. So that is going to happen on October 12th and 13th. Head over to Retroids and check out all the details. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
And shall we express also that you are responsible for your own transportation at this IndusFest event? So
yes.
So if you need to get somewhere, you need to get with friends and do it, or rent a car, or what have you. We're not getting you there.
We can't cart you around. We've tried it.
We've tried that for 2 years.
Work.
It's rough.
It is hard. it takes away from the event. So
I'll say this, if you can't find a ride, I'm going to pick you up, but I am not going to be a designated driver in doing so. So if you're going to get picked up by me, I'm going to be drunk, buddy. I will pick you up at the airport.
Hey, Troll's coming in on Thursday. he needs a ride, I think. Cool, but that's it. So let's get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you did enjoy the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we will talk to you next week.
Later.
See you.